AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Deliberations have resumed in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Here we go again. 5 weeks. I've been here. I'm gagged. I'd like to answer all of your questions. They're very easy questions to answer, but I'm gagged, so I can't talk as much as I would like to.
This is day two of deliberations. The jury reheard portions of crucial testimony from two key witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen. They also asked to rehear jury instructions. The Supreme Court is siding with the National Rifle Association in a case over free speech rights. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The justices have unanimously cleared the way for an NRA suit against a former New York State official over claims she violated its free speech rights. A lower court had thrown out the suit that accused the state's ex-financial services chief of pressuring banks and insurance companies to blacklist the NRA after the Parkland, Florida school shooting 6 years ago. The official argued she did speak out about the risks of doing business with gun groups, but did not exert any improper pressure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron's office says President Biden will make his first state visit to France next week after attending D-Day 80th anniversary commemorations in Normandy. Macron and his wife went on a state visit to the U.S. in 2022. Slovenia's government endorsed a motion to recognize a Palestinian state and asked the parliament to do the same. Alabama is set to execute a man tonight who was convicted of bludgeoning an elderly couple to death 20 years ago to steal prescription drugs and money from their home. It will be Alabama's first execution after the state conducted the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas back in January. Lethal injection remains the state's main execution method. This is AP News. Star Trek's George Takei created a children's picture book based on his own experiences at a U.S. internment camp for Japanese Americans during World War II. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
George Takei's book, My Lost Freedom, is aimed at 6 to 9-year-olds to educate them about the incarceration of 120,000 Japanese Americans in the 1940s. Takei was about that age when he lived in three camps, the first at the Santa Anita racetrack in a stable.
My mother hated it, and we did too. I mean, the stench of fish manure was overwhelming.
He says many Japanese American families did not talk about it because they felt shame when he feels the shame belongs to the government. Takei says one of the reasons he created the book was because as a teen he could find no information in libraries about what happened. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Amazon is getting FAA approval that allows it to expand drone deliveries for online orders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.